action.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
5 minutes, 18 seconds, 17 seconds. The counter. One of the news networks here. First totality over in Mexico, as it is Eclipse Day. Kind of a bummer here in New Orleans. It is not just cloudy. It's one of that yucky cloud. It's not even like scattered clouds. Sun somewhere up there. Not going to be able to see it. Really stinks. A couple of schools closed in around different parishes. A bunch of kids, including mine. We're going to have a eclipse watch party over there at the school. And, well, clouds kind of prevent that. But the first totality starting in Mexico is going to be going over to the northeast. I'm sure you guys have seen graphics upon graphics of the eclipse going across the states here today. So 4 minutes out before you have the first total eclipse, which is in Mexico. And then it will be going, I don't know, like from 7 to 2 o'clock on the clock, if you look at it from that perspective. Hour 2 is brought to you by Chris's Paving. Driveways, parking lots, overlays, you name it. They got you covered. Locally owned and operated, your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the New Orleans and by your regions. If you're paving it at all, give them a call. 985-960-2131. It's a way to chime into the conversation via the Ruderman Can hotline, 800-998-1003. As we've been talking about the Pels, that big win yesterday against the Phoenix Suns. So many different moments in that game that just absolutely really stood out. And I think to me, look, there's a lot of areas and places you can start with. To me, you start with the fact they showed up. They met the challenge because the Suns had almost been like that bully, right? You'd had three straight games of 50-plus points from Devin Booker. You've had just a four-game losing streak where it was tough. That 1-5 homestand, no one was happy with that. Zion missed a game on Friday with his finger. He was criticized online about missing that game. Coach Green's been criticized with the losing streak. And look, you give credit when credit is due. And I do give him credit from this standpoint, head coach Willie Green. It's that calming force. When everyone's panicking or feeling a certain way. You heard him after the game Friday. Goes, he actually complimented his team. And some people said, you're doing what? They lost again. And he's like, hey, you got to stay with it. And he's got to believe in those guys and do that. Here's what Coach said yesterday after the win.
It's a credit to the character in our locker room. It's a credit to our staff, our entire staff, not just coaches, front office, managers, performance. Everybody, we stick together through difficult times. We don't panic. We don't point the finger. We stick together, and we know we will come out of it better. And sometimes you got to go through some difficulties, which we did, and the timing wasn't great. But this is a resilient group.
It was a big one, no doubt. When you look at Zion, his performance, I mean, how big was that? We'll get into it. But leading the way was C.J. McCollum with 31 points.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good practice day where, you know, coaches basically told us we just got to go out there and hoop, man, and have fun and just enjoy the moment. And I think we did that. We got off to a better start after the first few minutes. And, you know, every game is a must-win game. So I think it's just a mentality of just playing hard and trusting your talent, executing it and playing for your teammate. And, you know, outside of that terrible loss against the Spurs, we lost to some good teams. So it's just about, you know, competing at a high level and giving yourselves a chance. And I thought we did that tonight.
So many plays in that game just stand out, right? But when it comes to why you could say, hey, the Pels won that game, I mean, Zion Williamson, to me, played the best game that he's been as a Pelican. 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can hotline. What do you think, Pels fans? Like, what did you take away from that? I know it's one game. I know it's one moment. But it has to happen at some point where a player says, bleep this. We're not losing. I'm not losing. I'm going to do everything I possibly can to win. And he did that
on the defensive end, 5 blocks.
Reaching her, poked it away, but Beal somehow got it back, and then Zion smashed another block.
That's 2 weak side blocks for Z.
Stop, pop, 3, McCollum. Nothing but net.
Not only are you doing it on the defensive end, but it led directly to points later in the game.
Got it to Beal. Beal, hand check, drives in, takes 3 steps, and Zion blocked another one.
And Z says, give me that.
Up the floor, Murphy. Murphy euros it. He walked. He didn't call it.
Several steps.
Now Zion splits defenders, somehow soars and scoops.
That pass wasn't even for him. He stole that from her.
That's the one play I was talking about, too. When that happened and you see that, I remember yelling at the TV. We were at the Pels watch party over there by your beer garden. I'm like, that's different. That's the difference right there. That's when it's clicked. That's when you're sitting here going, wow, look at that. Look at what you're seeing right there. He literally just grabbed the ball, grabbing rebounds, doing all those different aspects of it. It's crazy.
Durant, deep right wing. Eubank sets a pick. Durant, euros in. Blocked from behind by Zion! My heavens!
Z has cleaned up the trash several times. That's his 5th block.
Yeah, I mean, again, just incredible when you keep looking at everything. On the defensive side, he was asked afterwards, what's changed when it comes to your defense?
I was just telling Herb this the other day, like, you know, when you see what he does on defense, it's inspiring. So it's one of those, I need to elevate my defense. And, you know, I was able to get some of those blocks because a help defender came over and kind of made the offensive player make another move, take another step, and that allowed me to just kind of recover.
And I think that's one of the things that really stood out in that he's saying, hey, look, knowing that other guys can do what they need to do on the defensive end, he's going to go there and hunt blocks, try to go make plays instead of waiting and seeing somebody else make a play. I think that's the thing that stood out to me yesterday. He was out there trying to make plays on the defensive end. And I love this. It's taken onus and ownership that, you know what? Teams are taking that from him, knowing that he wasn't maybe going to do that. So they kind of attacked him, listened to him.
I could definitely tell in the beginning of the season that, because I'm an offensive player as well, I could tell that the other team would try to hunt me on defense. And, you know, I'm watching the film, and I didn't like that. So I just, like I said, watching Herb, it's inspiring. Herb, Jose, and Najee. So I just started taking a lot more pride in it and worked on it and continue to work on it as well so that if I get called up, I can hold my own.
Hey, Coach Willie Green on Zion.
He's been getting better and better defensively as the season has progressed. And Zion was, he was everywhere. I mean, he was guarding the ball. He was blocking shots, coming up with big-time offensive rebounds, attacking the basket, making his free throws. Incredible performance. He carried us.
Jack, thank you for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover. What you got for us today, man?
Hey, Gus.
How you doing?
Gus, after watching Friday night, I don't think I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was over. I thought Willie was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I haven't made a bet on a basketball game all year long, but I laid the 6.5 with Phoenix yesterday.
I mean, look, it was funny because we're setting up to do the watch party, and again, it was, we had so many people come up to, hey, what are your chances? How you feel tonight? What do you think? And I literally, it was almost like a running joke. We just kept saying, it's a good thing we had a bar. I mean, I don't think many people felt confident, right, in that. But, man, they, I don't know. What do you make of what you saw with Zion yesterday, man?
Like I said, I think since the first of the year he's been a better player. But I mean, if like we've been saying for a while, if he can hit that little 10 or 12 foot jumper, they can't stop him. You know, and so I hope this is just the start of something. I mean, I hope, you know, this continues. I mean, I don't think the losses lately have been his failure. It's been the people around him. You know, because sometimes they just look lost out there. It's not, you know, sometimes, you know, I like to say it's just a make or miss thing, but, you know, sometimes they're just playing bad defense. And anyway, I just hope they've turned the corner, that's all.
Yeah, and look, the other bit of news I hadn't even really got to, team released some info Saturday night that Brandon Ingram was evaluated and that he had been cleared to start on-court individual work and activity. And you saw a video yesterday of him taking jump shots. Now, they've ruled him out the next two games, so he's not going to play tomorrow. He's not going to play Sacramento. I don't know if he's going to play when it comes to Friday, Golden State, maybe the Lakers, but it's a good thing to see him progressing and shooting and all that, because you got to imagine, man, once he gets back, that'll help even more as well, you know?
Yeah. And guys, I want to agree with Graf, too. I mean, Jose just raises the level of aggressiveness on this team. I mean, you can see it. And you know, it was good to see them show some fight, you know, against the, you know, especially against Booker. He was kind of being a punk, and I'm glad they stood up to him.
Look, it's what I kept saying. It's one of the things that really stands out to me is that that was important today. We've all been there, and I said it in the pregame and even in the postgame, too. If anything, that's what I wanted to see. If they would have lost last night by 7 or 10, and it would have been a back-and-forth game, because, look, in the fourth quarter, Phoenix came back, took the lead, and, you know, they hit a three to go up, and then you had the incident where Booker, you know, puts a, you know, kind of shoves Dyson Daniels, and, you know, of course, the Pels are the ones that that get the technical fouls and stuff, and they withstood it, and I think that's key. You have to go through those steps to do that. But, man, I like you said, it led the way not only with Zion kind of, you know, taking passes from teammates, going and getting rebounds. And Jack, and that's the thing that I've always said. There's no reason that guy can't get 10 boards a game. There's no reason that guy can't go get 10 boards a game. And hopefully he's starting to see that. I love when he said, I'm tired of them hunting me on offense, so I'm going to get better. I love that. If you have a roaming Zion looking to get blocks, Jack, it only takes a few times, and then players will start looking for it, right? It'll alter your shot.
Right.
I'll short arm something. I'll try to shoot something quicker. I'll look behind me in case he's coming up from behind. I love the fact he attacked that. I love what Kevin Durant said about him there as well, too, that I'm going to play. It was really good, man.
Gosh, just one question before I go. I don't really understand the playoff format totally. You're 7 or 8, you could lose 2 games, but if you're 9 or 10, 1 game and you're out, right?
Correct. So you know how the playoff matches go: 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5. So what the play-in does is it puts positions 7 and 8 into play, and that's to make sure teams don't tank. That's to make it more exciting, offer more opportunities to go. Because right now, if you were in 9th or 10th, you may not even be, you know, watching games. Maybe teams don't play those guys, whatever. So, 9 plays 10. The winner of 9 and 10 will play the loser of 7-8. If you win the 7-8 matchup, which right now would be the Pels and Kings, that team is the 7th seed. So, if New Orleans plays Sacramento, 7-8, New Orleans wins, they're the 7th seed, they play the 2 seed. So now you got to find out who's the 8. It's the team that loses the 7-8 versus the winner of 9-10 for the right to be the 8 seed, if that makes sense, Jack.
Yeah. All right, Gus. Thank you, man. Have a good afternoon.
Appreciate it, man. Rafael Esparza next on ESPN New Orleans.
You guys just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Make plans to join us at the 2nd Annual Thibodeau Regional Cancer Institute Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th. The day starts at 8 a.m. with a 5K and fun run and continues with live music featuring the Lena Prima Band, Soul Survivors, and The Groove. We'll have food vendors, carnival-style games, sports tournaments, and more at the 2nd Annual Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th. For schedule and more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
On the court, like in life, things aren't always going to go as planned. Just take a look at your bracket. You'll see what I mean. So, when the inevitable water, fire, or other property damage happens, at home or at work, ServPro, the number one seed in cleaning and restoration, can help you get back in the game. As for that bracket, you're on your own. ServPro, like it never even happened. Visit ServPro.com or call 1-800-SERVE-PRO today.
Hour one is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. Hour two brought to you by Chris's Paving. No doubt you have anything. Driveways, parking lots, overlays. Real easy. Real easy. All you got to do is go online. ChrisPaving.com. Rafael Esparza, how are you, sir? Are you live in Mexico? Are you seeing the total solar eclipse that is now going on right now in Torreon, Mexico? Is that how you say it?
It's something in there. It's around Mexico. No, I'm could care less about a total eclipse unless aliens are going to follow it and land. So all the religious people go crazy. I think that we're the only people on Earth. That'd be hilarious.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm kind of looking out the window, making sure there's no starships or something of that nature. The amount of people on Twitter the last week that were predicting rapture today. You know,
The rapture's ending today.
Look, it's just a good thing I didn't go purchase something that I can't afford. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I remember working at Caesar's Palace during Y2K, and it was one of the longest days that we had. The sportsbook had to be open 24 hours because we were all afraid the computers were going to crash.
Yes.
Oh, it was one of the longest.
Speaking of crashing, days. I got home last night after the game. And I was like, I wonder how WrestleMania ended.
Oh, my.
It was The Undertaker, choke slams The Rock. It was beautiful. It was magical. I could care less that Cody Rhodes and his crybabies won and all that. No, look, but I will say this, Raphael. In going back and looking at all of the reaction, that video alone, I'm looking at it right now, 6.6 million views for 1 minute of footage. 6.6 million views. And the amount of people that kept posting that it was one of the best WrestleManias, top five, one of the best matches. You had a bunch of people come in from John Cena to you name it. You tell me, was that one of the best WrestleMania matches? And did Triple H do it right?
Triple H did the whole thing correctly. It wasn't my favorite WrestleMania match, and I'm not being a homer and where you're sitting at right now, but Daniel Bryan winning the belt in New Orleans was probably one of the biggest pops and one of the biggest yes chants I've ever heard in any crowd. So that one's my probably top three. I would say I would give WrestleMania a top 10. I just like the era turned. I mean, we heard it through the Hall of Fame speeches. We heard it Saturday and Sunday. This is Triple H's era. You can see that the wrestlers that came out to congrats Cody, we never saw that in the Vince McMahon era unless someone passed away. You could tell the difference there. And Stephanie McMahon coming out. The whole show was pretty much giving Vince McMahon, I believe, the middle finger. He must have been so furious Saturday and Sunday watching it. But the ending, now I heard today from multiple sources that The Undertaker was a last-minute addition. It was supposed to be Stone Cold
coming in. So I can't really get into details because I'm not allowed to, but it was supposed to be Stone Cold instead of The Undertaker.
So basically you just said is I want to watch Raw tonight because everyone knows the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, maybe. Do I see a beer? Do I need a beer?
No, I don't think we'll – I don't think – unless something happened today that I don't know about because in sports, I'm going to put WWE in sports. There's, you always have to have something signed. I'm not going to mention what you have to sign before you can go on. Okay. So, but I don't see, I think we'll see some surprises tonight.
Yeah.
I would be, if we do see a beer popping open, that means the last 24 hours, something happened.
Well, and that is the thing, because a lot of wrestling people said they wanted him to be the guy to challenge The Rock and stuff like that there at the end. But overall, look, I thought it was great. You got to see a lot of that moment. And I think if you're a wrestling fan, you at the very least feel it's in good hands. And a lot of people felt this is why pro wrestling was working. This is why it worked. This is why it was fun. It was entertainment. It was theater. I thought The Rock did a great job. All of that. I think it was fun from that standpoint. So I'm excited now to kind of have another full year with Triple H, right? Kind of running the show and doing that. And I think he has the respect of everybody. So that'll be fun. Women's basketball, man. We were doing the Bells watch party, so we're setting up and watching the second half. We got there at halftime. Man, just South Carolina, where do you put them? They're an undefeated team. I know UConn and a couple other schools have gone undefeated in one national championship. Where do you put that team? And more importantly, what kind of money came in yesterday?
Money came in, a lot of split money came in because the numbers were moving pretty much quickly. I don't put South Carolina's team up to UConn's team because of the transfer portal. All they did, they replaced everyone from a transfer portal, their starting five. And I'm watching this game, and I've been seeing this all season long watching women's sports. I believe it was so unfair that, first of all, Iowa should have been the more talked about than how their team was built around compared to how South Carolina's team was built around and how LSU's team was built around. And Iowa to hang around, I mean, I know they hung around because of some outside shooting that no one can guard, Caitlin Clark, but they were out-rebounded yesterday by a million to one, seems like. They had no center on the court. So I believe just Iowa getting there should be more talked about than, yes, South Carolina. South Carolina should have won. They had all these great plays. Their bench five could have probably beat Iowa or kept it competitive.
Yeah. When you look at the men's Final Four tonight, Purdue and UConn, it's interesting because I'm listening nationally, and they're like, look, Purdue doesn't have any shot. UConn is one of the greatest teams I've ever seen. It's UConn's to lose, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Purdue's the number one overall seed. What kind of game do we expect tonight?
If Edie can get some supporting role, make some threes, hit some free throws, then we're going to see a close game. If Edie has to do everything, then I think UConn blows them out. I think it's going to be a close competitive game. This number was pretty much sevens all across the board, and BetMGM had 7.5. Now it's 6.5 in a lot of shops. DraftKings just moved it to 6.5. Caesars here has 7. FanDuel has 7. This is very interesting, and I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Everyone thinks, oh, I don't want to watch a game that's a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be a defensive battle with Edie in the middle. I think the supporting cast help him. I don't know who's going to win this one, but I have Purdue covering. I'm going to be rooting for Purdue Midwest person, even though my sister went to IU, and she's probably rolling around at work, wanting to know why she feels mad all of a sudden. But I think I'm rooting for Purdue to win tonight.
When you look at John Calipari leaving Kentucky yesterday, did money come in for Arkansas all of a sudden? Who's your favorite right now to take over the Kentucky job? Is it a job that, you know, is one that people will leave their current schools to go to?
Well, of course we put odds out. I forgot to send it to you because I was up late last night putting the odds out, even though I thought I was going to go to bed after WrestleMania. But thank you, Arkansas and Calipari. This was in the making. Everyone knew that Calipari was not happy after that because he was mad that all the boosters were pointing fingers and all that. This was in the making. I didn't know it was this close in the making. I thought maybe a couple weeks after national championship we'll hear some grumblings. So a little shocked that Arkansas moved that quick and spent all that Walmart money that Arkansas has.
Right.
We made Richard Pitino 3-1. Richard, not Rick. So you have to maybe hit Rick Pitino 12-1. Look, keep an eye out for the Chicago Bulls. Billy Donovan, people thought he should have been fired over the summer. People thought he might have been fired this year if they start off slow. 6-1. I think it's either Donovan or Scott Drew. Those are my two. Scott Drew's 5-1. I think it's those. I don't think it's Sean Miller that people would keep on telling me. Chris Beard, Bruce Pearl. I don't think it's Mark Few. I think it's gonna be a small handful of guys, and would not shock me if it's Billy Donovan. If Billy Donovan doesn't want it, then look for the younger Richard Pitino to be mentioned.
Interesting. When do you think we'll find out? I think it happens quickly. And look, I just saw a thing earlier this morning that they intend to offer Dan Hurley a deal he can't refuse. What other deal can you offer other than a lifetime contract like they did Calipari?
Yeah, I don't know, but we made Dan Hurley 25-1. Dan Hurley, I don't think the Kentucky players that go there will listen to Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley, I mean, watch him coach and watch his
players'
faces.
He coaches
them
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, he coaches them hard. They respect him and all that. I just can't. I can't see Dan Hurley coaching in the NBA. I can't see Dan Hurley coaching Kentucky players or stuff like that. It's going to be very interesting to see how much money they offered him. It's got to be 15 mil plus. A year if he's going to think about leaving UConn. I don't see him leaving UConn.
I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see a final week of the regular season, sir. I love this. I do and I don't, right? Obviously, if you're a Pels fan, you're a little nervous about those things. But if you're Adam Silver, how do you not like what you see? In the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee lost again. Look, Boston, we already know. Roy's Boston Celtics, we got you. But look at the battle between 2 and 6. The Bucks 15 back. Magic and Knicks, 3-4, 16 back. So that's a one-game separation. A game and a half. The Cavs from second of the Bucks. And the Pacers in 6 are 2.5 back of the Bucks in second. So a 2.5 game difference between 2 and 6. And then 7, 8, 9, 10, they're where they are. There's a big enough gap there other than Sixers. But I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see. On the East, huh?
Yeah, I do believe in. Like I said, keep an eye out for the 7 and 8, Sixers and the Heat. I mean, when the things are so close, I look at road records because you have to look at. I mean, playoff games are so much different than regular season games. There's really no much home field and home court advantage on this one. So I want to look at teams who play well on a road. Sixers have a winning road record. Miami does. Look at Milwaukee Bucks road record, 18-20, I do believe. So I'm not the biggest fan of teams who struggle on the road. Keep an eye out for the Knicks and Pacers. They can maybe make some noise. Orlando Magic, they're iffy on the road, so I'm not going to put that much stock in them. But I think it's just Boston's to lose.
All right, so give me the West now. When you take a look at the West and where the standings are, Pelicans are 7th right now, tied with Phoenix, but Phoenix is 6th. I think the 5 is out for New Orleans. Dallas, 2 games with 4 to play, has that lead, plus the tiebreaker because they have a better division record by beating Houston yesterday and the Pels losing Friday to the Spurs. I think that eliminates 5. So I think it's about 6 right now. And then you look at the standings the Pels play. Thursday, the Kings. Friday, the Warriors, who are 10th. And Sunday, the Lakers, who are 9th. So all 3 teams below the Pels, they actually play Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, which means tomorrow you got to take care of Portland. But you look at the West, who gets the top seed? Minnesota and Denver are tied, 1-2. OKC, 1 game back in 3rd.
Yeah, this one's pretty much wide open. I still like OKC. I just think they're way ahead of, and they're playing with house money. Let's face it, no one thought they were going to be top 3 in the West. They remind me of a lot of teams we're seeing in March Madness. They remind me of the NC State playing with house money. Didn't think they're going to be this well in advance. I'm looking for them to maybe come out on top and get that number one seed. But if you're the number one seed, do you really want to play Warriors, Lakers, or Kings if they're the last teams or something like that? It's going to be very, very interesting. I think the Pelicans are going to wish that they won that game against the San Antonio Spurs. I think that's going to be what they're going to look at. And if they go out early exits, they might look at, wow, we didn't have to play this playing game if we would have won against an 18-win time at the time, San Antonio Spurs, in our backyard. Granted, I know they were missing some stars, but that was a game they should have won.
I'm with you, man. Let's take a look at one final thing to make me really happy. Did the Cubs just take the series from the Dodgers? I did see that over the weekend, right? Did that really happen?
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that because you're like, oh, we might get swept.
Yeah.
You sound like I was the biggest idiot when I said I'm just looking for 2 out of 3. And yes, we did 2 out of 3. It's funny how I've been telling people, early baseball, you always want to see who's getting on bases. The Cubs have 45 walks this year.
Wow.
That's high up here. You know who leads the league with walks? The Pittsburgh Pirates, who are also having a great start. Cubs are always have guys on bases with walks. They don't steal. I think you only have 2 or 3 steals, but they put men on bases and puts pressure on early pitching, and the Cubs get the bullpen early. Keep an eye out for them today against Yu Darvish, who can struggle against Cubs. If the Cubs can get some early base runners on there, we can see some noise early. So, yes, the Cubs took 2 out of 3, and you made me sound like I was a big liar.
No, it's not that I thought you were a liar. I just, you know. I mean, it's the Dodgers. Like, I mean, I thought they were, you know, 162-0.
We're better than that. We didn't need Ohtani. We offered Ohtani the world, and then no, we don't want you. Like, we don't want you. We'll take Cody Bellinger. We don't need you. We already got 2 Asian guys on our team. We can't have 3 as the rule. We didn't want Ohtani. We don't need Ohtani.
All right. Well, here's the thing, right? At the end of the day, it's it is just April 8th, so we got a long way to go.
It's not August 8th. I had the wrong A.
Now, look, if this was September 8th, I'd feel a lot better, especially when I take a look at the Pirates. The Brewers are up there, the Cubs, Reds, Cards. I just, you know what? Every day is sort of like when the Pels were in first place a year ago. I would always open the show and say, hey, the Pelicans are in first place. All right, you got to take advantage of it. Any day, the St. Louis Cardinals are in dead last. You got to enjoy it as a Cub fan.
It's a good day.
Yep. It's April 8th, and the Cardinals are dead last in the Central. It's only by a game.
Scotty, I don't want to leave on a bad note making fun of Scott, but if you read his article on his restaurant, I think it was Friday's NOLA, or Thursday, Friday, definitely read. Definitely go check that out online about Chef Scotty. It was a fantastic, fantastic article.
All right, good stuff. We will actually be at Francesca by Katie's Deli and Pizzeria and Catering on Thursday, which is what the article was written about. They're right underneath that tent. If you look at the photo, I don't know if Chef's going to wear the same little, you know, red thingamajig that he's got going on, but we'll be out there Thursday underneath the tent, weather permitting.
I'm off to the West Coast, so I will not be there.
You know what? You never come hang out anymore.
I feel like I've been traveling a lot more now. It's back to you got UFC 300, my mom's birthday. It's a lot of stuff I got
to
take care of.
All right, you're allowed to go see your mom for her birthday. Thank you, bud. Appreciate the time.
Take it easy. Have a fantastic rest of the week.
At VSI Doc Sports, the way to give a follow, Rafael Esparza on ESPN New Orleans. We'll be back.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Ilario Center in West Wego. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry, and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Ilario Center in West Wego to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Gravely Mow the Distance sales event is back. Now through April 8th, you can save up to 25%, and special financing is available on America's most rugged mowers. That includes the Gravely ZTHD. It's the residential mower built to commercial standards with the power, durability, and high performance Gravely is known for. But hurry, these special Mow the Distance savings are only available through April 8th.
At all Neil's small engines locations.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering. Also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. Call Joe's Septic Contractors 24-7 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, Abbeville Reserve, Odessa, Texas, and Pascagoula, Mississippi. Visit Joe's Septic at viscom.net.
What'd you say?
You do here.
Sports.
Sports. All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. If you like to chime into the conversation, love to have you on the Ruderman Can caller hotline and guest line. Hour 2 is brought to you by Chris's Paving. ChrisPaving.com is the way to chime into the conversation if you'd like to do so. Last night, Pelicans, or yesterday afternoon, getting a massive win over in Phoenix as the team did what they had to do to get that big win. And more importantly, they got help. Not only from Zion and what he did, we've been talking about him, but CJ McCollum showing up big, leading the team and scoring with 31 points. He had this to say on the victory.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good practice day where, you know, coach just basically told us we just got to go out there and hoop, man, and have fun and just enjoy the moment. And I think we did that. We got off to a better start after the first few minutes. And, you know, every game is a must-win game. So I think it's just a mentality of just playing hard and trusting your talent, executing and playing for your teammate. And, you know, outside of that terrible loss against the Spurs, we lost to some good teams. So it's just about, you know, competing at a high level and giving yourselves a chance. And I thought we did that tonight.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing what this team can sort of do in terms of continuing that. If, of course, you get Brandon Ingram back. He was shooting yesterday. Team reevaluated him on Saturday. So he's progressing. So he's been cleared to do individual court work, which is what you saw. He was taking jump shots out there as well. So he was enjoying, it was enjoyable to just kind of see him getting some work in before the game and make some close. Now, they've ruled them out the next two games, which is today or yesterday and tomorrow at Portland. I don't know if you're going to see him against the Kings. Don't know if you're going to get to see him against the Warriors. Maybe one of those two. Maybe Sunday against the Lakers. I don't know. But he's been ruled out already for these two games, yesterday and tomorrow. As far as Jose's input, man, in this game, it was something else. Look, CJ had this to say about the bench coming through.
Yeah, Dyson was great. He defended well like he always does. He hit some big shots for us, timely threes, some great floaters. Jose, he was big for us, knocked down some threes for us, brought energy defensively, and you know, we got to all figure out ways to contribute towards winning and do what we can to provide good spacing for big fella.
Indeed, and big fella was getting the job done for sure. Speaking of that, he was touching on CJ McCollum about Zion's season that moment. I'll get to that in a quick second. But again, Jose Alvarado, 5 threes. My goodness.
Yeah, you know, I'll just compete. You know, I want to do what I do best. And, you know, obviously I got good energy. And, you know, I'm going to play defense. But don't get it twisted. I could hoop. And I think my teammates believe in me. You know, my coaching staff believe in me. And that's who I believe in myself. You know, and that's the biggest thing for me.
Overall, on the victory.
Yeah, I miss playing basketball. In a high competitive level, so yeah, it was fun. Obviously, we need every win that we can. You know, we know the circumstances of our situation, and then also, you know, we want to play against a really good team, and we know Suns is one of them. And you know, D Book gave us 50 every time. You know, this three in a row. So we just wanted to maintain him. I don't know what he had. He's obviously a great player, so he is going to score and affect the game. But he didn't have 50, so I know that. So that's what is really good.
As far as guarding Devin Booker, that's what Jose had to say.
I asked him. I said, you know, let me guard him. You know, let me get him frustrated. Let me take him off fouls. Let me get him tired. he's a good player. He's going to score, you know. But Charles just make everything difficult for him. And, you know, we did a good job, I guess, for him to have 25 points, you know. You know, if I had 25, I think I'd have a good game. You know, for him, we made sure that's probably a bad 25. But, he, you know, I want to know that assignment.
I love that. I love somebody wanting that here as well. And as far as wanting that assignment, it was the same thing we were talking about with Zion and his defensive end. Five blocks yesterday. Five. And they were all incredible. All big, all timely, you name it. And he said, hey, look, he saw it on tape. Team's kind of going after him.
I could definitely tell in the beginning of the season that, because I'm an offensive player as well, I could tell that the other team would try to hunt me on defense, and you know I'm watching the film, and I didn't like that. So I just, like I said, watching Herb, it's inspiring. Herb, Jose, and Najee. So I just started taking a lot more pride in it, and worked on it, and continue to work on it as well, so that if I get called up, I can hold my own.
And touched on the fact that Herb Jones has been an inspiring force.
I was just telling Herb this the other day, like, you know, when you see what he does on defense, it's inspiring. So it's one of those, I need to elevate my defense. And, you know, I was able to get some of those blocks because a help defender came over and kind of made the offensive player make another move, take another step, and that allowed me to just kind of recover.
Yeah. And look, overall, head coach Willie Green had this to say on Zion's day.
He's been getting better and better defensively as the season has progressed. And Zion was, he was everywhere. I mean, he was guarding the ball. He was blocking shots, coming up with big time offensive rebounds, attacking the basket, making his free throws. Incredible performance. He carried us.
Look, last night stood out for a number of ways. You showed that you could go on the road and win a game that not a lot of people had a lot of confidence you could. And understandably so. It wasn't because, you know, you're being disrespectful or anything like that. I mean, you had not played well in a six-game homestand and stretch, suffering from injuries. You didn't know how Z and Jose were going to be able to come back and do that. Can you stop Devin Booker? The man's had three straight games of 50 points. Can you win on the road? You play better on the road. You shoot better on the road. It's remarkable. I didn't even bring it up to the graph. I wanted him to have a good Monday. But it's crazy how much better this team shoots the three ball, by the way, on the road than at home. I mean, you saw it yesterday. C.J. McCollum was just lighting it up. The guy can't make a bucket at the Smoothie King Center. But to me, and I've said this before, C.J.'s a great player. He's a good player. Brandon Ingram, you see what he brings to this team. Assist, scoring, defense. They're all good players. They're all-star players. They're not Zion. There's a reason why Zion was who he was going into Duke. There's a reason Zion was the number one pick overall. It is what it is from that aspect of it. And that aspect of it is he can do some things that others can't. And when you see the mental and the physical start to meet and start to get it, and that light flips or switches, we all would like it immediately. We'd like it at some point. You can't deny what you're seeing right now, and it's starting to click. That guy took over yesterday. That guy flat out said we're not losing. And it was something to see. And especially if you want to be one of those players. I said this in the postgame, and I thought Aaron Summers brought it up, and it was a really good point. Because I asked, what did he do tonight? Not just in helping the team win, but in the overall greater picture. And she brought up the fact that you have a game like you had last night, your respect level across the league goes up. Guys see that. LeBron's, Steph's, KD, Brown, Tatum, you name it. All the best in the league, Giannis. They see that. They see what he's doing. You go block five shots. You block Durant from behind off the backboard. You take the ball away on a pass intended for your teammate, and you go and dunk it. You do the Tiger Woods fist bump. That kind of stuff stands out, and you elevate yourself to another level. You're one of them now. Now, you got to do it consistently. You got to do it in the bigger moments, and you got to do it in the bigger games. We come back at the top of the hour after Jeff Boggs. I'm going to play specifically what Zion said about that. He specifically said that if you want to be great and you want to be one of those guys, well, then that's what it is. You have to stand up in those moments. Coming up, Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE. Got some ESPN bet stuff. Oh, you know what we haven't even talked about? We will with him. The Masters is this week. You might have heard of it. Pretty big golf tournament. That's next on ESPN New Orleans. It's Gus Kattengell with the Sports Hangover. Join us for Thursdays with the crew of Katie's. Every Thursday, we'll be live at a member of the Katie's family of restaurants from 12 to 3. Whether it's Katie's in Iberville, Francesca's Deli on Harrison, or Bienview on Hickory. Enjoy lively sports banter with delicious eats. Join us as we talk about the latest from our local teams. And you'll likely hear me argue with Scott Craig about his St. Louis Cardinals and my Chicago Cubs. Good thing he's a Brother Martin grad. Thursdays from 12 to 3 is the Sports Hangover with the crew of Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1954, Terrebonne General has been a beacon of health and hope in our community. As we mark 7 decades of dedication to your well-being, Terrebonne General Health System remains committed to advancing health care, improving lives, and expanding our services to meet your evolving needs. In celebrating our past, we look forward to a future filled with promise and progress. Your health is our legacy. To discover more, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Evan Canty and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Why do I need to see each individually sliced piece of bacon? That doesn't
make
sense.
There has to be a reason for it, right?
But what's the reason?
I don't know. If they sell it
other ways, it doesn't make sense. Like, are you showing off every single slice of bacon?
Bacon is packaged this way to extend its shelf life and maintain freshness.
When I go to the store and get a pack of bacon, I need to save this bacon for next month.
Unsportsmanlike. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
800-998-1003 in the Rudiman Can hotline and guest line. Waiting for Jeff Boggs from our sister station KANE to go over some Masters futures here as well. I want to play this while we wait for Jeff. Kevin Durant had this to say about the Pels win last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody else. I mean, you got Alvarado played a great game. 5 threes, damn. I didn't know he hit 5. And, like, he was making everything. Dyson Daniels played a great game for him. I mean, obviously, Zion is one of those dudes who's going to get his points every game. Like, you should just chalk that up to him being that great that he's going to score. And it's 100-something possessions in the game. So, it's not just him. CJ came out, had 7 threes the first half. Or 6 threes in the first half, you know. So I think everybody on their team contributed tonight. I think if you look down the line, we got more shots up, same amount of threes. We fouled at the end, so let's say the same amount of turnovers, rebounds, assists, turnovers. We had 15 turnovers. Tway had 12. They made 2 more threes than us, and we lost by like 8-6. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's going to come down to against great teams like that. So it come down to shot making, and they made shots tonight. You got to give them credit. After two games when we played them pretty good and beat them at their place pretty bad, you know they just going to come out and just with a different vibe, and they knocked down shots. And we got some great looks, too, that we just couldn't make. So I was just saying that. Like I told you the whole year, make or miss lead, you know, you do everything pretty much equal to the team. It's about who make the most shots after that.
That's Kevin Durant on the win by the Pelicans last night. Love that. Very respectful, right? Giving a lot of respect to what the Pels went out and did there. Bring in Jeff Box from our sister station, KANE, from ESPN Bet. Sir, how are you?
Good. And it was nice to see Zion be able to contribute last night.
Yeah, no doubt. He and you know, look, the rest of the team showed up and played, man. No games tonight because of the national championship game. And then tomorrow, you want to talk about some scoreboard-watching games. Jeff, we're going to be busy tomorrow, man. You got a lot of games to go over. But, you know, not anything in the NBA because everything kind of yields to the national championship tonight. I know we got Masters this week. Where do you want to start? You want to start with golf or you want to start with the Natty?
Well, I guess we'll start with tonight's game since it is first on the order. For the 11th time since seeding was introduced back in 78, no number one seeds had gone head-to-head in the final. Number one overall seed UConn, the defending champ, and the Huskies have won their first five games during March Madness by double digits. Purdue also a number one seed. And maybe remembering being ousted last year against a number 16 in the opening round. They won four of its matchups by double digits. Only Tennessee taking the Boilermakers to the wire in that 72-66 victory in the regional final. And a couple of thoughts. Purdue and UConn have been the two best teams pretty much all season. So it's great that they're playing tonight. Huskies have won and covered 11 straight NCAA tournament games. Meanwhile, Purdue 5-0 against the spread in this year's tournament. It's a tough game to handicap from what I've been reading. UConn tends to foul a lot, favors the Boilermakers. But the Huskies, one of the few teams that can compete with Purdue on the boards. And again, UConn minus 6.5. There is some value backing Purdue, but do you really want to pick against the Huskies? So, again, that 6.5-point spread, over-under 144.5, and the money, minus 300 for Connecticut, plus 240 for Purdue. And a couple of fun prop bets you might want to look at ESPN Bet. Over 159.5 points in the game, again, plus 300. About either team, Purdue or Connecticut, scoring 89.5 points or better. And if it's 89.5 points by one team, I'd be really impressed. That would be a push, but it's obviously not going to happen. You bet 100 there, you win 450, and a couple other double overtime in Purdue versus Connecticut. You bet a buck on that, you could win $3,000. So a couple of fun bets on tonight's game, but again, seems everybody likes UConn to cover.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those two where I was talking about it a little bit earlier on the show. Nationally, the narrative is almost like, is there any way Purdue can keep this close or make this a game? I guess money also tells you a lot of things to it too, right, as to where people kind of have that confidence going, whether it's UConn or Purdue, you know?
There you go. But, hey, that's why they play the game. And they kind of a late start, 8:20 our time. It is a game in Arizona, 6:20 their time. So, again, not too late, especially college basketball games don't linger too long unless you get that double overtime scenario we talked about there. But then the Masters, a lot of folks getting ready for it. Scottie Scheffler, he finds himself, I guess, in uncharted territory with the shortest odds to win any major since Tiger Woods in 2013. And maybe the comparisons to the 15-time major champion may have rubbed some the wrong way. Scheffler's short price may be warranted. He's in Augusta as the clear-cut world number one. Ideal runway of two wins and a runner-up result in his last three tournaments. And he was a champion at Augusta in 22. Has yet to finish outside the top 20 in four Masters appearances and has factored on the major stage more often than not since slipping on the green jacket. Scheffler, ESPN bet odds, plus 475. John Rahm almost more than double that, plus 1,200. Roy McIlroy, the same. Brooks Koepka, plus 1,400. And if you want to look a little bit further down the line, a lot of folks are always curious about Tiger. He is plus 10,000. Dennis McCarthy, plus 12,500, as is Justin Rose. So, again, a couple of things, and there's some fun prop bets as well at ESPN Bet. We encourage you to check it out.
Mm. I like that. It's interesting to see those bets here as well. I know the Zurich Classic in New Orleans coming up in, 3 weeks? And Rory McIlroy is going to be part of the crew that's coming over here. So a couple of names that are always going to be in that Masters group we'll be able to see here in New Orleans, man. So that's always exciting, too, for sure.
I look forward to it.
All right, man. We'll see you tomorrow with a ton of NBA games, sir. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE. If I want to get involved with ESPN Bets, how do I do that?
Yeah, as always, ESPN Bet ready to take you through all the spring big moments. Big one tonight. The exclusive sports book of ESPN. They've got it all. Exclusive offers, promotions from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, among others. And again, playoffs coming up in the NBA and NHL. Again, the links with the Masters and other upcoming tournaments, the ballpark. No better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today. Remember, new users, you get $100 in bonus bets on any sportsbook bet. Easy to download ESPN Bet. Do it today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for all the details. And remember, you got to be 21 or older. And if you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. We'll chat tomorrow.
Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you soon. As always, appreciate the time. Mr. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE. A little bit ESPN Bets here. Hour 2 is brought to you by Chris's Paving. ChrisPaving.com is the way to chime into the conversation to see what Chris can do for you. Driveways, parking lots, overlays. They're locally owned and operated. Asphalt, concrete, they pave it all. So if you are paving anything in New Orleans and Bayou regions, give them a call. 985-960-2131. If you can't remember that phone number, real easy. ChrisPaving.com. It's the way to do so. Hour 3, the sports hangover. We come back. Marlon Fayright will join us. Leo Haggerty as well. Phone lines are open on a Ruderman Can hotline, 800-998-1003. Unfortunately, because of the clouds, we can't see the eclipse. But it is darker outside. Totality going through Dallas.